On this day, 13th May, 1971, death of Sean Lumas. Mr. Sean Lumas, architect of Ireland's industrial growth who died in a Dublin nursing home, is to get a state funeral. The 71-year-old former 1916 fighter who made his mark as Minister of Industry and Commerce and became Taoiseach and leader of the Fianna Fáil Party in succession to President de Valera had been ill with a respiratory complaint. Tributes from leaders of state and church have been paid. I have lost a dear friend and the most loyal comrade, and the nation has lost a patriot of the highest rank, President de Valera said. As a soldier, he served with Pierce and Connolly in the GPO, and later as second in command with Paddy O'Brien, took possession of the four courts. As Minister for Industry and Commerce, he set out at once to build up our industries. Leader of Fianna Gael, Mr. Liam Cosgrave said, Mr. Lumas could be described as the first realist in Fianna Fáil. He said that, though on different sides politically, he enjoyed the most cordial personal relations with Mr. Lumas. Mr. Lumas was born in Dublin in 1699 and educated by the Christian Brothers. In March 1952, he said in London, "May I express the hope that someday common sense will be substituted for prejudice in relation to the problem of partition, so that a solution to it will be found for the benefit of the Irish people of the North and the South, and for the benefit of Britain also." In 1959, soon after becoming Taoiseach, he suggested a system of useful cooperation between the two parts of Ireland. In January 1965 in Belfast, Mr. Lumas met Mr. Terence O'Neill, then ENOP Premier, the first meeting of its kind in 40 years. Later that year, Mr. Lumas said, "Our aim is to reunite the Irish people in one nation and one state. We recognise the realities of the situation." Ex-Special's admission. A former B Special Sergeant told the Scarman Tribunal in Belfast yesterday that he failed to record the serial numbers of guns issued to his men because a lot of work was involved. He also revealed that guns issued were often mixed up and that one sergeant frequently changed his revolver because he wanted a good one for competitions. Eamon Phoenix editors note, a tough 1916 veteran who had accidentally shot his toddler brother dead at home on the eve of the Rising, Sean Lumas was noted for his more pragmatic policy towards the North. He met O'Neill in 1965 and persuaded the Nationalist Party to accept the role of official opposition for the first time.